With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana House Democrats are seeking to restore nearly $100 million in health care spending cuts from Governor Steve Bullock's proposed budget, but Republicans aren't budging much. The House Appropriations Committee today mostly held firm on rolling back spending in tight budget times, despite impassioned pleas by Democrats to fund health programs. While they did oppose big-ticket proposals by Democrats, the Republican-controlled committee did agree to a couple of modest changes to the health care budget. One change carried by Bozeman Republican Representative John Noki puts back $220,000 in funding for the disabled. Republicans defeated each of the Democrats' proposed changes to the spending bill. One proposal put forward by Representative Marilyn Ryan of Missoula would have allocated $61 million to help boost the pay of direct caregivers. Montana lawmakers are considering propping up a coal-fired power plant's operations by giving one of its co-owners low-interest loans of up to $10 million a year. A bill has been drafted to allow the State Board of Investments to lend Talen Energy the money from the state's $1 billion coal tax trust fund. Talen owns 50% of the two older units of the coal strip plant that are required to close by July 2022. Company representatives warn the closure could come earlier if Talen does not receive tax relief or other state assistance. Democratic Representative Jim Keene of Butte requested the bill, which will be sponsored by the Republican House Speaker Austin Knutson. Keene said today the measure is a way to help Talen keep the coal strip units running. Montana U.S. Attorney Mike Cotter says he was shocked by the unprofessional manner in which he and 45 other Obama appointees were asked to turn in their resignations by the end of the day. Cotter told the Associated Press today that he received a call from Acting Deputy Attorney General Dana Bente telling him that President Donald Trump had requested he and other U.S. attorneys submit their resignations effective at 5 p.m. Cotter has been the state's top federal prosecutor since December 2009. He says that customarily, U.S. attorneys would remain at their posts until the new president appoints and the U.S. Senate confirms a replacement. He says that allows for continuity. Cotter says his assistant, Leif Johnson, will take over the office starting Monday. Nurses employed at Benefits Health System in Great Falls will vote on whether to form a union. Vicki Bird, executive director of the Montana Nurses Association, says a majority of nurses returned cards saying they were interested in holding such a vote. Bird tells the Great Falls Tribune the election will take place between late March and mid-April. Benefits employs 844 registered nurses and 58 advanced practice nurses. Bird says some nurses began talking with the union about 18 months ago after raising concerns about staffing levels and patient safety. Benefits Vice President of Nursing Rain Gennady says patient safety and care is the hospital's top priority and that staffing decisions are made based on national benchmarks. Union dues are nearly $63 a month and members receive collective bargaining assistance, legal representation, and continuing education. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has canceled planned appearances in Montana next week, including a speech planned for Monday before a special joint session of the state legislature. Zinke's office said today that the former congressman was returning to Washington, D.C. No reason was given for the change in plans. Also canceled were visits to the Bureau of Land Management offices in Lewistown and Billings, where Zinke had planned to meet with agency personnel. He visited Glacier National Park today to talk about the park system's multi-billion-dollar maintenance backlog. The chairman of Montana's Little Shell Tribe is not fazed by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's remarks to a U.S. Senate committee earlier this week. Zinke, Montana's former congressman, told the U.S. Senate Indian Affairs Committee that while he fully supports the tribe's bid for federal recognition,
"Now as the secretary, I have to make sure that process is fair, transparent, and not unduly influence that process."
Zinke says he hopes Congress takes up the tribe's bid for federal recognition. Little Share Chairman Gerald Gray says Zinke could bypass Congress and all the political baggage that comes with it by unilaterally approving the tribe's federal status. Gray says that's still possible, but will take time.
"We didn't expect it to happen overnight once he got confirmed. I'm sure he's got to have his attorneys look at the rules and the regulations and then say, oh yeah, you can do this, or here's how to do it, or whatever."
The Little Shell Tribe has spent nearly four decades fighting for federal recognition. The Senate Indian Affairs Committee passed a bill to do just that in February. An anonymous donor has given $1 million to Flathead County to fund a new jail. County Administrator Mike Pence said Wednesday that the donation will be added to the $6 million the county has already saved for the new facility. Flathead County's current jail is 30 years old and was designed to hold about 60 inmates. The facility often holds more than 100 people on a nightly basis. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Bo Baker. Thanks for listening.